This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. UN officials have expressed alarm Wednesday at the worsening humanitarian crisis in Syria. Geir Pedersen, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, briefed the Security Council on Wednesday.
The ongoing offensive has displaced nearly 900,000 civilians since 1 December 2019, often multiple times. Hundreds have been killed during the same period.
The UN Humanitarian Affairs Chief Mark Lowcock called on the warring parties to protect the displaced.
The bombing of women and children living under scraps of plastic sheeting and in freezing conditions is cruel beyond belief. We are still trying to count the number of civilians killed yesterday.
Backed by heavy Russian airstrikes, Syrian government forces have for weeks been conducting a crushing military campaign to recapture the Aleppo countryside and parts of neighboring Idlib province. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have fled the fighting. Passengers are finally getting off a cruise ship in Japan after their two-week quarantine ended. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Hundreds of passengers contracted the coronavirus on board. More than 300 Americans were evacuated over the weekend and brought back to the U.S., where they are in quarantine for 14 days. Some Americans chose to remain on board the Diamond Princess. They will not be allowed to return home for at least 2 weeks after they come ashore. The U.S. is worried about their possible exposure to the virus while on board the ship. I'm Rita Foley.
Meanwhile, Iran state media reported two people have died after testing positive for the coronavirus, the first cases of the disease in that country. The IRNA news agency said they died in the holy city of Qom. This is VOA.